This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Head coach Bobby Collins joins us here on the Geico All Access postgame show, and coach is all smiles as he joins us. 115-86, the final score in the win. Coach, this might be a hard one to really put your finger on one thing in particular, so why don't we just start with Devin Martin, because it's the easiest spot. Had 34 points on Sunday, which was a new career high, and he came out today and looked confident and finished with 37 points, had a double-double with 10 rebounds. Let's start with Devin Martin. What did you see there early on that made you think it was going to be a good game for him?
Well, he's in a rhythm, and when he's in that rhythm, I don't bother him. I just want him to defend a lot better. You know, as a coach, we always looking for that perfect play, and we always looking for to play a perfect game. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to definitely talk about defensively how we got to get better and let our offense keep playing the way we're playing.
Well, the one other bright spot was the fact that you guys were unbelievable on the glass. You had 53 rebounds in this one. Central Penn only had 21. You had three guys with double-doubles. Derek Opek finished with 10 rebounds. He had 14 points. Bakari Copeland, 11 points, 10 rebounds. You said in the pregame show today you wanted to rebound the basketball. I'm sure you're pleased with that effort.
Yes, I am. I'm very pleased that we did a very good job. I'm happy for Rico. You know, all he really needs is some confidence, and he really needs to get that for us. And if he's playing well, we can really, really have a chance to be good this year. And this is a process. We recognize that. And every game we want to get better at something. I thought we got better at rebounding. I just want to get better at defending. We got to keep these guys out the paint. They did a very good job of penetrating, and they knocked down some shots. And that was a decent team. So I'm just pleased that we came out with the victory.
I know
it could have been easily the other way, especially with it being Christmas time, and guys could lose their focus and forget about the game and think about home. So I'm just kind of pleased that we did come out and compete.
When you have a game like this, I know I asked you in the pregame show what you hope to get out of something like this, but when you have a game of this caliber and a game that was played at this pace, it was a track meet for 40 minutes. Guys were turning the ball over, and it almost felt like street ball at times, or like your local rec game. What do you try to do when you have timeouts where you sort of try to bring it back down to planet Earth?
Well, you know, they were gambling on defense, and they were trapping the ball, so I can't tell my guys to run the play when they're trapping. You got to attack. And unfortunately, we had 18 turnovers for ourselves. I was very disappointed about that. I don't know exactly what we finished with.
25.
That's not very good at all, especially the team that didn't trap very much. Or they just caused a lot of havoc, and they wouldn't allow us to just play the traditional kind of basketball. So we had to kind of make it ugly, and again, I'm just glad that we won the game.
Ugly wins are wins. Congratulations, two in a row.